it's counseling. There's more to it than, it's not just suggestions where you just do what it is that you're there to do.
We actually don't do counseling. When we have someone in the hypnotic state and their problem is more of an emotional problem,
right,
we ask questions in such a way that you're able to access your greater insight. So it kind of seems like that. But right. You're just actually able to access greater insight. You're actually able to access the emotions. And at that point, neutralize them too by getting the insight. And so to you, it kind of seems like counseling, but it actually is just a common technique of advanced hypnotists, or a common technique that advanced hypnotists use. And so I guess because we were talking, I was asking you questions and that kind of stuff, it kind of seemed like that to you because you've done counseling before.
I have.
And how did that work for you? Did you have good counseling?
I did have good counseling. It was, it's been several years ago, but no, it was great, and I do think that it worked and it served its purpose. But again, going through the hypnosis, I think this got a little bit more at home for me personally. Mm-hmm. I think with the hypnosis sessions, I was a little bit more freer to answer the questions, whereas in a counseling session, I knew how. I guess I could answer questions in a way that protected myself. Mm-hmm. Whereas within the hypnosis, I was a little bit more open, and I mean, I was vulnerable, but it was at the same time, it was safe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you were able to access some mm-hmm. things and deal with them.
Right.
And what we hear a lot from people is that, you know, you didn't run away when I felt sad. You didn't run away mm-hmm. when I felt scared. You didn't say, oh, you're too mad. You need some medication. We
right.
don't do that, right? It's like, oh, tell me more about that.
Right.
And your subconscious mind can go right where the problem is. And that's why it felt like to you that it seemed like we hit the nail on the head every time mm-hmm. going to where the issue really was. And sometimes with counseling and therapy, from what I've heard from my clients, I'm not a therapist, so I don't know this, only from what I've heard,
right,
is that you can go through therapy for a long time and never actually deal
right.
with things directly the way that hypnosis allows you to do that. Mm-hmm. The reason is because when you're in hypnosis, your own subconscious mind knows where the problem is and can take you there. But when you're doing counseling, you're working with the conscious mind.
Right.
Yeah, and we don't diagnose. We mm-hmm. never tell somebody what their problem is.
Right.
We have them tell us what their problem is.
Right.
And then we just work with them that way, and it just works out beautifully.
It really does.
Yeah,
it
and really most does. Sessions are resolved. Or rather, most problems are resolved in 4 to 6 sessions. And I mean, we've done all kinds of things, including stopping smoking for very hardcore smokers. I've had people in here in their 50s, 60s, who have smoked for more than 30 years, who thought they could never, ever stop. And 4 to 6 sessions later, they're a non-smoker. And not only that, but they know they're never going to smoke again, just mm-hmm. like Kathy, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so, do you feel like you'll ever smoke again?
No, I don't. I really don't.
And are you ever, still having cravings at all, or?
No, and this is one of the things I think that was the most surprising to me about this whole endeavor. You know, when I came in for my first session, I really didn't realize that I was going to have to quit smoking on that session. That threw me. When you asked me for my cigarettes, I was like, what? Are you serious?
Sometimes people do that. I know what they're thinking. But yeah, right. I get those cigarettes the first time.
And so it was surprising for me. And then I wasn't, and I just wasn't ready to quit. I mean, I came here to quit smoking, but I think I thought you would give me a quit date. And so I scheduled, all right, my next appointment, that would be my quit date. So I gave myself that week to get ready and quit, and I quit. And I'm still quit. And the thing that I think surprises me the most, and everybody that knows me, is I don't think about it. Like, in the mornings, I don't ever, and quickly, I don't mean like because it's 3 months later, I don't think about it. I mean like 3 days later, I didn't think about it. Like, in the morning, when those times that would trigger me to smoke, like drinking my morning coffee or whatever, I would forget. It's like I forgot that I was a smoker.
She would forget to remember to smoke. See, I told her that. In hypnosis. You'll remember to forget, you'll forget to remember.
It worked. Because yeah. I really don't think about it. Unless people will ask me, I will go see someone and be like, so how are you doing? And like, I don't really realize what they're asking me. I'm like, I'm good. And then I realize, oh, they know I've quit smoking. They're asking me how I've done, how I'm doing on the non-smoking.
Oh, that's funny.
And I forget that I was a smoker, which is amazing because that's never happened before. Wow. The only time I can recall feeling that way was during my pregnancies, where I did quit smoking and I really didn't think about it that much. I didn't crave it, didn't want it, whatever. But I was so completely wrapped up into, you know, having a baby that it like replaced it, I guess. This time I don't have anything that's replacing it. I'm just really not smoking.
Oh, that's so cool. And are you feeling physically better since quit?
I am.
What's that been like?
It's been great. I do. I feel better. I feel healthier. I feel stronger. I'm not as tired. It's amazing. I mean, as smokers, I don't think we realize how bad we feel when we smoke. And you know, quitting, you know, reminds us of how good you can feel. So I definitely feel better.
Well, I'm just so glad that you quit. And not only is she so happy that she quit smoking, now she's coming for more sessions. Tell them about that.
I am. Now I'm looking forward to starting sessions on working on weight loss. Hopefully the weight loss will come as well as the not smoking.
She's a great hypnotic subject. But, you know, the amazing thing is everybody is. So if you're wondering, oh, I wonder if that could work for me. Look, it happened to her, but that wouldn't, you know, that couldn't possibly happen to me because I just know I couldn't be hypnotized. I've never had anyone in my office that couldn't go into hypnosis. All you have to do is so simple, is follow instructions and be of normal intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Hypnosis is such a normal state, you go into it all the time anyway. Even when you don't want to. I mean, even if you didn't want to, you wouldn't know not to want to because it's just so normal and natural. So there's two ways to get there. You either go into it normally and naturally, because human beings have different levels of consciousness that ebb and flow. The other way is just to be led into hypnosis by somebody who knows how to do hypnosis. So anyway, it's been wonderful working with you. I look forward to working with you for weight loss now. I'm glad to have you back. I've kind of missed you the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And we're going to get right to that very soon. And maybe I'll get you back on camera to tell everybody about that.
I'll be happy to do that.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll be 20 pounds skinnier.
Woohoo! Okay, well, I'm Celeste Hackett for Family First Hypnosis. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.